Trash.
Trash. And O.J. Simpson hit the road. He is dead at the age of 76, according to TMZ. It was prostate cancer. Now, I don't know how many awards were stripped from O.J. after everything went down, but here's this story from Cleveland, Ohio, from the Columbus newspaper, Columbus, Ohio newspaper. The road crew working the morning litter patrol pulled their vehicle onto the berm of I-77 near East 30th Street in Cleveland. It sure looked like a mannequin head on the side of the road. One of the workers got out to investigate. He picked up the object. It was a head, all right, made of bronze, the face unmistakable. "Oh, you found O.J.," his crewmate remarked. That was O.J. Simpson's bust that had been stolen from the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. Somebody ripped it off and drove to Cleveland and just opened a window and chucked it out to the side of the road, and there it sat for a while. It was stolen on July 23rd, 1995. I've been to the Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and that is the bust room is the room, man. And that is, I got to admit, that's one of the first things you look for is O.J.'s bust when you get in that room.
And was his bust like accurately portrayed in there? Because his head seemed like it was bigger than other people's heads.
He had a huge head.
Yeah, they called him headquarters.
Okay, yeah. He had a huge head.
Yep. All right. It turns out it was drugs that had something to do with John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora going their separate ways. Over 10 years ago, there's a new Bon Jovi docu-series coming out. John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora watched it together. That series comes out in a couple of weeks on one of the streaming outlets. John Bon Jovi told Entertainment Tonight, "There was never a fight between us. It was never about money. It was never about a girlfriend. He had issues and he literally didn't show up. We were playing for 20,000 people, and there's a black hole on the stage." Since leaving the band in 2013, Richie Sambora has only played with Bon Jovi once. That was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony in 2018. Bon Jovi told Entertainment Tonight, "Substance abuse or anxieties or single parenting, all those things weighed on him. Losing his dad, these were all very hard things. But in fairness, why would I take away the livelihoods of not only the band, but the 120 guys in the crew or the millions of people that bought a ticket? What am I going to do? Shut it down because you don't want to go to rehab?"
Did his guitar tech come out and play all the guitar parts or what?
When he wasn't there, yeah. I don't know how they handled it. Bon Jovi revealed that he and Sambora watched the first three episodes of the biopic together, and he said it was the first time he'd heard Richie Sambora apologize for his departure, and he said that time did help them mend fences. John Bon Jovi said, "You read, you talk to professionals, you sit with yourself, you learn to understand from a different perspective that his choices weren't made out of animosity either." Hulu will be showing this documentary in a couple of weeks. And John Bon Jovi sat with Conan O'Brien recently on Conan's podcast, and he talked about his early days in his music business. When, as a teenager, he wanted to get in to the industry, and he did whatever he could, so he volunteered at a recording studio. I mean, he swept up. He did anything they needed to do there. He did have a little band together at the time, and he just whatever he could do to get his foot in the door.
I jumped out of a cab one time, paying with nickels and quarters, no lie, with my little band from a rehearsal studio about to go up to the stairs of the recording studio to walk through the door. Paparazzi guy jumps out of a garbage can. He starts taking pictures of what was the Rolling Stones jumping out of their limo to go in the studio. The guy yells at Mick Jagger, Mick, give us a picture of the band. He grabs me and my friends, throws his arms around me, and he says, "This is our new band, the Frogs." What I would give to find that picture 43 years later.
It's out there somewhere. You got to figure.